At first glance, Drew Etienne's paintings might seem like apocalyptic landscapes. It's an effect reinforced by his titles. A painting in his current show is called, for example, The End, in the name of absolutism.
And that one you can kind of interpret as an explosion, like a mushroom cloud or something like that. And it feels very chaotic. There's a lot of geometric shapes seemingly flying around.
It's hard to know where we are exactly or when, although signs point to some dystopia in which technology has all but eclipsed natural imagery.
There is a sense of fear of post-industrialization looming over us and the specter of like our earth and our landscape getting worse if we are not paying attention to it. And also us kind of like getting absorbed in the sort of techno subworld.
In Etienne's paintings, this techno subworld appears to be coming to the surface and overtaking the familiar scenery. Although we see mountains or clouds or foliage, these elements of the landscape are being crowded out or subordinated by geometric abstraction. But we know we are still in the world as we know it because it feels like we can enter it. Even Etienne's non-objective imagery obeys the laws of perspective.
Perspective has always been a huge thing for me. It was just always kind of like, I feel like the most kind of magical moment to me when you could put these lines together and all of a sudden you feel like you're entering this space.
Although Etienne's command of linear perspective might suggest his devotion to Renaissance sources, it was a far more contemporary application that got him hooked on the representation of deep space within two dimensions.
Yeah, there's definitely a sort of video game aesthetic.
Some of the paintings look a little like Minecraft, a sort of virtual Lego game. But more than a stylistic resemblance, it's more about the logic of the space.
The idea that you can kind of try to enter this world and explore, and there are areas that you can, you feel like you can get to, or maybe there are areas that you wish you could get to, but you can't, and you're wondering what's over there.
Visually exploring the space of a painting, however, has one distinct advantage over the full immersion of the video game, to Etienne's way of thinking.
The difference is that in the video game world, you can see this like mountain in the distance, be like, oh, that looks awesome, I want to go to there. And you make it there, and you're like, oh, cool, like maybe I'll build a house here or something. But once you get there, you're happy that you've gotten there, but then that sense of mystery is gone to a certain degree, unless you look out towards somewhere else. But one of the things I like about two-dimensional paintings is like, since you can't actually explore anything, if there's an area where it's like, oh, I want to see what's there, I want to see what's around that corner, you can never actually get there, so you always have that sense of mystery.
Even in his purely abstract paintings, without reference to natural elements, Etienne engages that sense of mystery and longing that comes from looking into the distance without being able to physically travel there. He shows me a monochromatic painting in progress that looks like so much scaffolding.
So right here, it seems like the light is coming down and there's a shadow being created by some overhead piece, and you feel like you can kind of go back in there. And so you're like, oh man, I wonder what's in there, but you'll never actually be able to get in there. So you kind of just hop around like exploring, trying to see what little bits of information you can find.
Drew Etienne will be doing some exploring and information gathering in the real world in 2015, using an individual artist grant from the Indiana Arts Commission to paint on-site in the Grand Tetons, a landscape he cherishes and that pops up from time to time in his canvases. But he has no plans of becoming a plein air painter. His immersion in the wilderness, he hopes, will only enhance his ability to excavate it in his painted subworld.
I really enjoy the landscape and I enjoy painting it just because I love it so much. But if I were to spend the rest of my career only doing representational stuff, I think I would be really unsatisfied because I would never be finding spaces that don't exist and just things that are kind of alien and foreign and mysterious. If I can get that sense of mystery and having the viewer want to investigate the painting, then that's the, I think, the most successful I can be.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.